Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. If you got a minute, pick up the phone and call us. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We're going to write the trivia. It's the top of the second hour. We're live from Orlando, Florida. And Reverend Charles Brooks, you're up with your trivia.
All right. This is a very popular song. Everybody should know it. So, Chris, give me the name of the song and the artist, please.
How about a round of applause? Yeah. Standing ovation. Ooh, oh, yeah. You look so dumb right now.
404-794-1680. So who's singing it? Who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Let's see if we get a new caller first. New caller. Maybe the fellow in New Jersey would call in, win a prize right away.
You know, Michael, I was thinking.
What are you thinking? What were you thinking?
Charles comes on the show a lot as guest co-host. But Charles, you haven't told your story in a long time. People might want to know a little bit about you. Who's Charles with the deep voice? Can you tell a little bit about your background with the service?
Do what?
Can you tell a little bit about your background with the service, the Air Force?
Oh, now?
Well, for a couple of minutes, tell people who you are. They don't know who Charles
is. They don't know you in the Air Force.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I went in the Air Force. I did 15 years, traveled all around the world, went to a bunch of places, Okinawa, Japan, Thailand, Taiwan, Vietnam, Germany, Turkey, England.
My goodness.
And you didn't bite me.
No, I didn't invite you, Michael. I didn't know you then. And which country, besides, I couldn't have taken you.
Which country did you like the best, Charles?
Oh, that's a hard question because, you know, every country is different.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I liked the UK, the United Kingdom, quite a bit. I really like Taiwan a lot. But what I really enjoyed was meeting the people in all of the places that I went and seeing how they lived and trying their foods and stuff like that. That's what I really enjoyed. It was a good experience. I would recommend going in the military to anybody.
Well, some other time we'll have to talk about more things what you did in the Air Force and some other things what you're doing in your life. We have anybody answering this trivia that he came up with? Anybody calling in?
Charles.
Are there any listeners out there
Charles
listening?
Charles always picks. Well, they should know this, though. I mean.
They should know this song.
Yeah, right. Especially after.
And they should know the artist.
Yeah, especially after. Well, I won't give it away.
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. She said there's a problem calling in as far as the phone lines. Is there a problem calling with the phone lines?
All righty. Okay. All right. I got three callers on the phone line. I got three calls.
Anybody new? Anybody new? Anybody new?
Nobody's new. All right. So we got Tennessee in the building. We got Wildwood in the building. And we have Wellington in the building.
Okay. Who was first?
Who was first?
Tennessee.
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 Tennessee. Okay.
Tennessee. Tennessee. That's right. So we got our girl, the one and only, Dr. Kelly J.
Right, oh, call. No, not Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. Kelly already know. You already know. But Chris from
Wildwood. Yeah, I sure do.
Chris from Wildwood sure know, do. Too. And so does Tony, I think.
Uh-oh. Who do you want to go with first?
So we got Kelly in first. We got Kelly was number one.
All right. Kelly. It is Rihanna, Take a Bow.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
Is it right? Is he right? Is she right?
She is right.
And she just won herself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card is coming your way from Subway.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly, we're glad you had a great time. We're glad you had a nice time in Orlando.
I'd like to talk to Wildwood next. Thanks for calling in, Kelly. Thank you from Tennessee.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's hear from Wildwood.
All right, this Wildwood in the building. They be wilding out. They wild out in Wildwood. Our good friend Chris from Wildwood. Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yep, that's
How's
Chris.
How's it going, Chris?
Chris from Wildwood, Florida.
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Hey, Chris.
All right, hi.
All right, I got a trivia question for you right now since I got on the line. Can you name the person who sang Wildwood? There was a song called Wildwood, big song, top 10. Who sang it? Do you know?
Wildwood.
Yeah, there was a song called Wildwood.
I thought it was Palisades.
No, Wildwood.
I wouldn't know who was singing that.
No, his name was Bobby Rydell. He just passed away. Bobby Rydell.
Palisades Park too?
Mm-hmm. No.
Well.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in, Chris. Thank you. Keep on listening.
Say hi to Tony from
Wellington. Tony from where?
Wellington, Florida.
Tony from Wellington, Florida. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What's new with you, Tony?
Hello.
What's new with you, Tony?
Oh, not too much. This is Chris.
Oh,
it's Chris. Who did we just talk to?
Who am I speaking with?
No, this is Tony. Tony from Wellington. This is Tony from Wellington. We just hung up off the phone with Chris from Wildwood. So, Tony, how you feeling?
Yes, we thought. And this is Tony. We were talking to Tony.
Right. So, I guess Tony just having a hard time trying to hear you guys. But, Tony, you're on the phone line with Reverend Charles, the one and only Dr. Michael, and the one and only the sophisticated educator.
Now I'm doctor. Okay, I'm doctor. PhD. Okay.
Right. And the educator.
So, Tony, what do you have to say to yourself, Tony?
Hey, Tony.
Hello. Fine. How's everyone there?
Good.
All right.
How are you?
Yeah, sometimes you guys are over-talking each other, so I can't really hear too well. And then Lynn, I don't know if her mic is close to her or not.
Yeah, somebody else just told me that, Tony, that they don't hear me, but that's okay. I'll stay in the background.
Right.
Okay, but thank you for pointing that out. Okay.
And as far as talking over everybody, I'm sorry.
That's kind of radio.
That's radio. Especially we're not in the studios. If we were in the studios, we wouldn't be talking over each other. But there's a delay. And because we're all each other's homes, talking, the only one in the studio is Chris Shaw. He's the only one in the studios. That's part of the problem.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like you guys are off in the distance.
Well, like I'm so far in the distance, I'm beyond U.S. I'm upstairs. That's
so
a joke.
Who am I talking to now? Is this Michael or?
No, Chris? This is Michael.
Okay, Michael, yes, okay. Yeah, you're having a kind of hard time with, who's that, Charles, the VA guy?
I'm Charles.
He's Charles, I'm Michael.
Oh, this is Charles, okay.
And this is Tony.
Yes, yeah, well, you almost mirrored my military experience. I was in the Air Force also, Vietnam combat veteran. It's a difference, you know.
Yeah, there is.
And we traveled, you know, it was good traveling to see different countries. You know, I went in at 18 years old, a boy, and came out a grown man.
Makes a difference in life, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. It makes you know, if you've never been out of the United States, and in fact, not even out of the state, like I was telling Michael, Philadelphia is the only place they call a duplex a twin. I don't know if he can remember that.
I remember.
Yeah. It's like, but you know, if you're in a, like say, if I never left Philadelphia, I would have never known anything about the world. It's like, you know, and then you're thrust in with so many different people you know, so many different kinds of people.
But don't forget, Tony.
It makes you grow up quickly.
Tony, don't forget, Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Brotherly love.
Yes, supposedly. But I grew up most of my life in New Jersey. But the thing is, it's like I start to call up for E-site product because I have glaucoma and I had cataracts. And now the glaucoma, I had two operations, you know, where they puncture your eyeball with a needle. Boy, that's painful. And that kind of releases the aqueous fluid a little bit out of your eye.
Wait a minute. Why was it painful?
Why was it painful? Because I was awake.
Tony, I got news for you. I hate to say it. You're going to the wrong doctor. I'll tell you why. Every 10 weeks, I get that done to me. Every 10 weeks, I go to the doctor and get the needle in my eye. And they the fluid, the whole nine yards, it never hurts.
Right.
They numb it. They don't touch it until they numb it. Good. And my whole head is numb.
Well, obviously,
my eye is numb.
Yeah, obviously they didn't like me very much. But yeah, I laid down there, and the lady kept saying, well, why are your eyelashes so long? I said, because it's the medication that I put in. It grows your eyelashes long. So now they put it in ladies' makeup. You know, for like eyeliner, they put this, I forgot the name of it now, but it's the eye drop, you know, to control the glaucoma. I said, unbelievable. But I started to call up, but I said, nah, my little vision problems are small compared to blindness.
But they would love to talk.
Yeah, they'd love to talk to you. You should have called next time. Call in. You should have called in.
I was tempted, but I said, you know, my vision has been corrected now, with the eye punctures and the cataracts were really terrible. I couldn't see the signs at night until they were right up on me, you know. And I don't know if you know anything about Florida, Florida Turnpike or 95. You know, traffic travels at minimum of 75. You know, and the signs are not that big, but or maybe they're large, but I couldn't see them until they were right up on me. So my ophthalmologist,
Tony,
Dr. Brian.
Tony, yeah. I'm having the same problem right now with the signs. And it might be cataracts. Yeah. You can't read them until
the
they're right on top
removed.
Of you.
Yeah. I had the cataracts removed. And now it's like, you know, I've been wearing glasses since I was 30 years old and I just turned 80 in December. So it's like I was so accustomed to having these glasses on that with them off, and I have 20/20 vision now, I'd still reach to push them back on my eyes. But yeah, you guys are serving a real good purpose, really. It's like, and I found you by accident. I used to live from 5 to 7 on the same channel as the doo-wop channel. So I'd listen to that, and I'd love, because I used to sing while I was in the Air Force also. But you guys are really serving a purpose. And I found you by accident. And this is, what, last year?
Yeah,
and
I think you've been calling it about a year.
So then you should, if you listen to what I said at the beginning of the show, you should say something. The first, there was two different questions I asked that you can get $25. When you call in, I said, why do you listen to the show? Do you feel you like it? Do you need it? And then the second question was, if the show went off the air today, would you miss it?
Oh, yeah, I would miss it, because the thing is, I make a point. Like, I don't have a cable television. I don't have a cell phone or computer. When I retired from Mobile Oil Corporation in 1999, I took early retirement. My granddaughter was going into college, so I gave her both of those items, and I haven't needed it since. So I'm sitting here with a little Sony portable radio on AM.
Tony, we're going to break. Wait till after break, Tony. We're going to break. Well, come back.
Okay.
We'll talk to you.
Okay.
Don't go away. Don't go away. Going to break.
Okay.
Listen to the Blind Me On Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call is 407-894-1680. We were talking to Tony during the break, or before the break, I should say. We held him over. Tony, are you still there? Tony?
Yes, I'm still here.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for your service, Tony. And I didn't realize that you were my age. I thought you were a youngster. I thought you were a youngster, Tony.
People tell me that. I don't know. I guess it's because, you know, they say if you sing, your voice really doesn't ever change, even though you get older. So I still have the same voice I did when I was in my 20s, you know. So
you start to say, you've been listening to the show for a year?
Oh, yeah. And I really look forward to it. You know, like I'll come and actually I'm sitting here in the dark right now. And I have a little Sony portable radio on 850, and I never change the channel. And Sunday I come at 5 o'clock and I sit here and I listen to the Doo-Wop Shop. I don't know if it's a show prior to yours.
And I know the shop. I know Ken Held. I know it. Yep.
And then from 7 to 9, I listen to you guys. And, you know, the reason I like your show is because you're unscripted. You know, everything seems to be like off the cuff. You know, it's like regular people. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You're not pretentious. Well, you know, and I like that.
They say that. I'm unorthodox. They say I'm unorthodox.
No, I can't say unorthodox. I'll just say unpretentious.
Okay, all right.
And unpredictable.
Okay.
So unpredictable.
Well, I'll tell you something right now, Tony. You just won yourself $25. $25 is coming your way for calling in and saying about the show. You're one of the.
Oh, I said two callers tonight.
So you just won yourself $25 gift card.
Hey, listen. I went to the what's that sub shop? I keep calling them
Subway.
Subways. Yeah. You know, I asked the guy make me a Philly cheesesteak, and then when he made it, I said, "You call this a Philly cheesesteak?" I said, "The next time I'm in Philly, I'm gonna go to Pat's and Gino's, and I'm gonna send you one each in the mail. That's a cheesesteak."
Well, wait a minute. First of all, you said a good one. You said Pat's. I don't go to Gino's. My kids go to Gino's.
Oh, I don't go to Gino's.
I go to Pat's.
I go to them both because
okay.
They use that.
Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening. We appreciate your call, Tony. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Hey, Tony. Hold tight, Tony. Hold tight. Don't hang up, all right?
All righty.
Okay, sure.
Okay, Lynn, you're up.
Okay, well. Let's see who it is. Oh, I know who it is. It's our friend Peter Cucciavi from Spectrum Communications. And if you don't know by now, Peter is the accessibility manager there. So we welcome you back, Peter. Hi.
Hi.
And can you hear me?
Your voices.
Can you hear me
better? I can hear you, yeah. When you speak up, I hear you pretty good.
Oh. Thanks, Lynn.
Hello, Peter.
Say hi. Hi, Charles.
How are you?
This is Michael Peter.
Hi, Michael.
Good evening.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Peter. And you're also, Reverend Charles Brooks is with us tonight as our guest host. Yes.
Can we get a weather report?
Wait a minute. Before we begin, I want to set something out right now. Before we begin, we'll say it now and we'll say it after Peter, before he gets off. We're going to start next time Peter comes on what's it going to call?
A panel.
Okay, so right now we've got two people in the panel. We've got Gary Sinclair, which he doesn't even know, but he's going to be part of the Sinclair.
He doesn't know yet,
but he is. He's in it.
Talk about unpredictable.
And also Shirley who asked to be in it.
Yeah.
Shirley, these two people both have Spectrum. So if you have Spectrum, we can have two more people. That's all we can have. We can only have four people in this panel. So if you have Spectrum and you want to be on the show, and this way we'll be discussing in the panel the pros and cons of having Spectrum. So if you want to be part, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I'll repeat again, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Just tell us you want to be on the panel with Spectrum, and we'll put you on the panel, and then you'll be on the show. Okay.
There's only one guideline. The cons are not mandatory.
Yeah, I was wondering why he said the cons. That's
well,
in the old days, I would have kicked him under the table.
Okay.
In the studio. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Good news is I think I'm pretty confident enough that folks are out there with a lot of great things to say. So, and you know what? The other truth is that one of the reasons why we do this kind of outreach with our community on the Blind and Beyond radio show with the community of listeners is because we want to hear what you have to say. If you've got feedback for us, if you've got a way we can improve your experience, we welcome for you to share that with us. And we've got so many stories of people who I've met at conferences on the Blind and Beyond radio show, other places that have given us feedback, and they had the opportunity to see that feedback get implemented right into the products or services that they get from Spectrum. So that's the good news is that we want it all.
Well, Peter, number one, I have to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sponsoring the radio show, because without Spectrum, there would be no radio show. And we love you for doing this. And, you know, it's like I thank today Vanda Pharmaceuticals, who sent us a beautiful check, and they were not interested in participating in the show. They said there's nothing for them to talk about because they sell the doctors, and they just wanted to give us a nice big check. And I thanked them very much.
Wow.
And
very nice.
It's companies like Spectrum. It's companies like Vanda. Thanks to the folks like you that support the blind community. And eSight,
Lighthouse Central Florida.
There's a few companies like yourselves who support the Blind and Beyond radio show, and that's how we exist. A lot of people listening to the show, I guess you would say, don't understand. It costs money to be on this show, and it costs money to operate this show. And thanks to you, Peter, for being here, because without you, there would be no show. So thank you so much.
Well, I'm certainly happy to do it. I know our entire team is really proud that we have this partnership and have access to your listeners and ability to share. And I also love to listen. I think there's so many great callers and participants that you have on the show that make it all worth it. So I'm glad to be a part of that.
Thank you. And now let's see if we get some people to call in.
Can I share a few things, Michael?
Please.
As we wait for that.
Please.
You know, it occurred to me as I was thinking about today's call that one of the things that we've never been able to do is give a little sneak peek behind the curtains of who the team is on the accessibility team at Spectrum. And we've talked about the call centers, that there's people that answer calls and that they've been trained, and it's a team of experts on the service side that answer your questions. But on the development side, on the product side, we've got a team of about 24 people, and you know they really work behind the scenes on all the products that you enjoy and the services that you enjoy. This is the team that powers the accessibility behind all of that. And so I thought I'd just give a little glimpse of what that looks like, so everybody knows who's working for them. We've got really two categories, if you will, two sections of the team. And one is heavily focused on supporting all of our products from the accessibility requirement side. So if you're going on our websites, we've got an accessibility team focused just on those websites to make sure that their experience is accessible. They work with all the developers and designers that put the work into those website layouts. And we've got a team that works on all of our mobile apps. So they work with all the folks that power the apps, build the designs, write the code, and they're providing requirements on all those mobile apps. And by the way, you'll find that on each one of these teams, you have, almost unintentionally, but that just happens to be the most expert person to put on the team is people who have disabilities themselves. These are computer science professionals who are blind. These are people with human factors degrees that are, you know, maybe low vision or have other types of disabilities. And they're there representing your interests when they're supporting these products. And we have people that are focused on the internal experience. So, you know, for those employees with disabilities so that they have an accessible experience, we never forget our employees either. And then we have a group of people focused on experiences entirely. And these include things like, you know, making sure that when you call in to the customer service center, the experience that you have there is the one that you expect. And we have an outreach effort, making sure that we plug in with our customers on shows like the Blind and Beyond radio show and in conferences so that you have a way to have your voice heard, but also so that you can have direct access to information about what Spectrum is doing for our customers with disabilities. And then of course we have the innovative efforts where we launch new projects and explore new ways to continue to improve the experiences for our customers, including apps like Spectrum Access that are very unique in nature and are designed specifically for people who are blind or visually impaired or deaf or hard of hearing. So I just thought I'd give that little glimpse today and really share who's behind the curtains of the accessibility team and how does it work? How is it broken down? This is the team that eagerly represents all the disabilities as we work on our products and services.
You got all that, folks? Peter.
A lot.
Peter, are you still there?
I am.
You said a whole lot.
I did.
Said a whole lot.
I now, did, but you know, I think that people really want to know, you know, is it just Peter? All they hear is just my voice, but there's a team of 24 folks that I work with every day that are just as passionate as I am.
Well, maybe sometime you could have them on.
That'd be nice. Have some of them come on.
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
It is a great idea. Thank you very much.
Think about it, Lynn. Think about
it. Peter, tell everybody about the Helen Keller Award that you will be receiving.
Oh, thank you. Yes, absolutely. So the American Foundation for the Blind has been handing out a Helen Keller Award to individuals and companies for years now, recognizing really big names in the company space and also really important individuals. And we were very lucky to be the company that was chosen this year. And it was mostly for the collective efforts of what we've been doing in accessibility, all the effort that we've been putting in. It's just so exciting to be recognized for that. But I think that, you know, Spectrum Access, being as unique as it is, really, really put us on the map because we're doing things outside of the box, as they say, you know, outside of what our requirements are. And so
absolutely,
we were really excited to hear that they noticed.
We're excited for you. And right now I'm excited. We have a phone call for you.
I'm going to faint.
Hey, I'm going to faint.
We have, let me read what Chris said. It looks like Anna from Orlando, Florida.
A new caller.
I'm not sure.
Anna, are you there? Anna?
Yes, I am.
Hi, say hi to Peter.
Are you a new caller, Anna?
Thank you for calling in.
Hi, good evening. I'm calling because I'm listening to, by the way, Michael, I didn't get to call in last week about the show to let you know that I appreciate the show. Can you hear me?
I'm listening.
Yes.
Can they hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, because it must be the delay. Anyway, I didn't get to call in last week to say how much I appreciate your show, the resources that are given. Unfortunately, I don't think they reach everyone. I do work for a major insurance company that constantly I am saying, did you ever hear of the show? And a lot of people are not responding to it.
You said the insurance company that never heard of the show?
Yes. A lot of my members have never heard of the show or the resources that are given on the show. And I listen to it from TuneIn. But, you know, and that should be something that everybody should be listening pretty much because TuneIn is an internet station. The other thing is I'm also calling about Spectrum. I just changed to them because of listening to this show to hear about the resources and the accessibility that's given.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Could you wait?
That's fantastic, Anna. That's great to hear.
Anna?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Could you repeat
Anna,
what
you
just said?
Can you hear my voice over
there?
Here?
Because of Blind and Beyond?
Yeah. So Spectrum didn't embrace me at all. I mentioned that I had an accessibility and that I heard everything about Spectrum through the Blind and Beyond show. I did not get a reception. Nobody knew anything about the show or what I was talking about. The only thing they gave me was free installation because I told them I was visually impaired.
Oh, Peter, you're put on the spot.
That's fantastic. Well, first of all, I'm happy to hear that they gave you a free installation. And I would consider that a really nice win. I will say that our customer service teams might not be familiar with the show, although I am. And I also want to make sure that you are calling our accessibility or disability support line, because that's where you're going to get the most support, you know, if you mention that you have a disability.
Would you like to be on the panel?
I'm visually and hearing impaired, but I Anna. Spoke with them about getting me in contact with the accessibility line or someone that could help me, and I never got anyone to help me.
How about this?
I'm sorry. Excuse me one moment. Hold on, Peter.
Chris.
Anna, do me a favor. I need you to turn your radio down or come away from your radio because it keep giving me feedback.
We're getting the feedback too, Chris.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Peter. I'm sorry. Thank you.
No problem. Anna, I just wanted to mention that I wanted to extend an offer to you and say that if you leave your information with Chris, I'll gather that from him and I'll reach out to you personally and make sure that you have the right team working by your side on Spectrum. Okay.
Yes,
and
that way all your
questions can be answered, and if anything,
change,
I can assist you. Change okay?
from yeah, I just changed from another carrier because I wanted to try the Spectrum, and I said, wow, they cater to the people that are visually impaired, and I said, let me try and see, but I didn't get that reception at all. No one knew anything of what I was talking about.
We're going to fix it, Anna. We're going to fix that.
That's right.
Okay.
We're going to fix the problem.
I want to remind everybody, if you're like Anna and you want to know, as a person who has a disability, what's the best phone number you can call to make sure that you get the right assistance? There is a team that's going to ensure that you have that experience. I can't always guarantee the experience if you call any phone number, but the phone number to call is 1-844-762-1301. That's 844-762-1301. That's a team that's going to be there by your side. Make sure that they answer all your questions. They know what you mean when you say accessibility. They know what you mean when you say things like, I want to make sure I get guide narration or request a Braille copy of your bill. And
one
so,
second, Peter,
Anna,
I have
you,
to.
If you stay on the line and hand Chris your information, I'm going to get you in contact with our team, and I'll be there as well to answer any
Peter,
questions.
Peter, I want to interrupt
way.
You. I want to interrupt you something. Anna,
yep. Yep.
Something you said. You said you changed because of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And for this, I tell you this right now. If you had a problem with Spectrum, I personally know Peter. If you would have called me, and I'll give you off the air, give your phone number. I'll call you myself. We'll talk. We'll get Peter involved. Peter is 100%. He'll get in touch with you too. But I'm just saying to you, you said you changed because of Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Because of that, because you changed because of Blind and Beyond Radio Show, then I have to make sure that you get the best service from Spectrum. And I'm sure Peter stays right on top of it to make sure that you'll get the best service from Spectrum.
That's right. We'll take care of you, Anna. Thanks for calling
we'll take care
in.
Of you.
I really appreciate
Thanks for calling
it.
In.
Leave your phone number,
Thank
Anna.
You.
That's imperative. Leave your phone number with Chris. Okay.
I will.
All right,
thank
Anna, hold
so
on.
Much.
Hold
and
on one moment, Anna.
Thank you.
I would like to thank you all for all your support that you are giving out here to the community and all the resources. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anna.
All right, Anna, don't hang up. Hold on one moment.
We have Sherry on the line, it looks like.
That's right. Our good friend, the one and only Sherry.
Okay.
Sherry, are you there?
I'm
Hi,
here.
Sherry.
Hello?
Yes, Sherry, you're up.
Yes.
Sherry, you're up.
Hey. Hi. Peter, I want to say something off the subject. Every time I hear about anything going on in Ukraine, I think about you. Every single time.
Oh, thank you, Sherry.
And you guys thank are you. All in my thoughts and prayers, and I want to see it end this year. I want to see things get better. But I think you do a wonderful job with accessibility because your heart is really in it. And so many companies that do accessibility, they're not. And there's a company in particular whose prices are going to skyrocket in the next year, and I'll bet you know who it is. And a lot of people are very upset about it. And I just think as far as accessibility, your team is great. You've always tried to answer my questions, and it was neat to hear about the background and the team, and I love the My Spectrum app and watching movies and listening to the audio.
Sherry, do you have Spectrum?
Nope. I just want to just tell you I think it's great. That's all.
Well, thank you.
But you don't have it.
I really appreciate it.
All right. Okay.
I've heard that a lot from folks that are not able to have Spectrum or they're not in the Spectrum market, is that, you know, they really appreciate what they hear and they wish that they could. And I do like to hear that as well, because, you know, we might, you know, especially for those folks who are in the rural areas, we are expanding a lot of services in some of the rural territories, and we're really excited to be able to reach some new people with disabilities that deserve to have good service. And so thank you, Sherry. I really appreciate that.
Before I let you go, Peter, I do have a quick question. How, I have a friend in who lives in rural Maine and does have Spectrum, but he has the remote control that has a gazillion buttons on it that, you know, I have the one with the guide button in the middle, and it's a round button, and you press that, and the guide comes up. And how does he tell? Should he call the accessibility team and tell them he wants? How does he describe that remote?
That would be my first train stop. Is the disability support line? They can pull up his account and find out which box and remote he has. And you know, if there's a different remote that can pair with the box that he has, I'm sure they'd be willing to send it to him. Or if there's a new box with a new remote that he'd be better off having, I think they'd be excited to get him connected.
Yeah, because
with that
he doesn't use it to the, you know, fullest ability. Like I use the guide all the time, and I, you know, I'm perusing to see what's on and if all that good stuff, and he can't really do that. It's just too
complicated. Well, that's a bummer. I'd sure love for him to get the same level of satisfaction that you get out of your remote.
Yeah, it's
so
wonderful.
Let's get him connected, and you know how to find me, so if he's having any trouble, let me know.
I will. Thank you so much, everyone. And hi, Charles.
Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Good night, Sherry. Good night. Thanks for calling in, Sherry. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. A lot of calls tonight.
Okay.
I can't catch my breath. Well, that was really great.
That was great.
Yeah, that was.
And I really mean it when I say that I want to hear it all, because the truth is that if there's somebody that's having trouble reaching the right team or getting the right services, that probably means that there's more people that haven't found out how to reach the right team as well. And so we want to mention that on the air and help people get connected to the right team, the right phone number, and get the right services.
Constructive criticism.
Absolutely.
That's what we need.
Absolutely. And we're going to help Anna out too.
Okay. We need more people like that on the panel. People like that that have something to say, that are aggressive. Right. She's an aggressive young lady.
Well, before we say goodnight, Peter, I really did want a weather update. I wanted to know how you're doing out there because it's crazy.
In typical Colorado fashion, once the snow passed, we had the day after that was cold, and then we hit 57 degrees. Mm. And it all started melting away. So it's just a beautiful couple of days here.
Well, good for you. You're lucky. Yeah, because it's crazy weather on the West Coast.
Yeah, out there in Southern California, that's really unique.
Mm-hmm. And how's Leonardo?
Oh, he's fantastic. He's growing up and he's getting his own voice, and it's just the best. My favorite thing that I've been loving at this age now, at 18 months, is his made-up language that he walks around speaking. You just have to figure out what in the world he's saying.
Is he still walking around with your white cane?
He is. That's his favorite toy. Once he gets his hands on it, you can't take it away.
Oh, my goodness. He's something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And look forward to now so being on our anniversary show. Look forward to that.
I will look forward to it as well. Thank you. And thank you, Charles.
So much for coming
good
on.
To hear your voice as well.
Thank you, Peter. Have a great night.
Take care. Good night.
Take care.
Thank you,
Peter. Good night.
Good night. Okay, so now it's trivia time. Trivia time. Let's do a fast trivia. Chris, Shaw, let's do a fast one. Fast trivia. It's trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Oh,
Okay, Chris, that's enough. Okay, folks, who's singing the song? You should know that's a big hit song. Wasn't my pick. That was Mrs. Golder's pick, Lynn Golder's pick. That's
wait,
her pick.
Wait, stop. Mike, did you say, what did you say? Did you say that was a big hit? Like you really knew that song, Mike?
Oh, I knew the song. Oh, I knew the song. I knew the song.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I knew the
wait
song,
a minute.
But I didn't pick it. Lynn picked it.
Well, yeah, I know I who picked it, but I'm shocked to hear those words.
Oh, yeah.
I'm shocked to hear those words come out of your mouth.
I knew the song. I know the group.
It wasn't a doo-wop.
No, it wasn't a doo-wop, but
you,
I knew
you
the
got
song.
That, Chris.
So who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. You got 2 minutes to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. By the way, what was the fellow's name from New Jersey?
Paul.
Paul, you can call in too, Paul, if you're listening. Call if you know the group.
You know what, Chris? I couldn't believe how old this song was. I said, what? It can't be that old. Really.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Because I remember the song. I remember the song.
Remember it? Chris remembers it?
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
No, I'm saying because as I grew up, I heard it playing in several movies. So that's how that's how I know the song.
Great group, great song. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to do my wrap up while we're sitting here doing nothing and waiting for a caller. So I just wanted to remind everybody, join us next week. Sheila Young, co-host, will be joining us. And also, we're going to welcome back from Australia our friend Ken Brandt, who is the author of Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight. So if you've never heard Ken Brandt talking and talking about his book and all his adventures, true stories.
And I also have to say something, and to interrupt my wife here. Anybody, and I'm going to say this right now to all of our listeners, if you buy a product and you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show and you have any kind of problem, contact me immediately, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you buy a product, thanks to listening to this radio show, and you have a problem, I don't care what the problem is, if you have a problem, contact me, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And I promise you, I get the email within 24 hours, 48 hours, the most. I'll be calling you back and talk to you, and we'll see if we can fix the problem.
Chris, did you get those
any
phone
kind
numbers,
of problem?
The phone numbers from that we needed for later?
Yes, I did. I have. I do have Howie on the phone line calling in for the trivia.
Okay. Yay, Howie.
Howie.
Howie,
where are you calling from? Where are you calling from today, Howie?
Delray
Beach, Florida. Okay, Delray Beach, Florida. Howie's up. Okay, Howie, so who's singing the song?
I think that was Foreigner.
You think it's Foreigner? Wait, is that the name of the group? He thinks?
Yes, he's right.
He's right. He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you, Howie.
$10 gift card. You know, Subway's coming his way. Hey, that rhymed.
If you went off the air, I couldn't have dinner at Subway.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's good, Howie. Howie,
I was wondering if you ever shared with your wife, or you just eat those sandwiches all yourself.
I share it with my sister.
Oh, okay. All right.
I do.
That's funny.
You have more than one sister? Because I thought your sister lives up in New York.
That's correct. Yeah, no, well, we're going back to New York soon. We are snowflakes.
Oh,
okay. Snowbirds. Yeah. We're not snowbirds. We're snowflakes.
Snowflakes. But flaky. I like your subject, what you said. That was pretty funny.
It is funny.
If he went off the air, he would lose his meals. That's funny.
Chris,
it's
isn't funny. That funny?
That's funny. I like that line. That's a good line.
I know, right? Hey, Michael, I agree with him, too.
Michael, that song is not called Wildwood. It's called Wildwood Days by Bobby Rydell.
Well, it's close enough. Wildwood Days, the same song. It's still about Wildwood, though. Bobby Rydell, it's all about Wildwood. Yeah,
but Howie, while
Bobby
you're on
Rydell
the air, who
was
sang
a great talent.
Howie, who sang Palisades Park? I forgot.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
That's right.
Oh, I couldn't think of it. That record.
I met him, Bandstand.
And I was actually at Palisades Park when I was a kid.
Yeah, I met him in
so
Bandstand.
Was I.
So yeah, but Wildwood and Wildwood Days, that's the same thing. It's Bobby Rydell, Wildwood.
Charles doesn't know
it's Wildwood Days.
I'd mark you wrong.
About what?
Palisades Park was an amusement park up on the cliff in New Jersey.
At Fort Lee.
Correct. Yeah, back in the day.
Fort Lee, New Jersey. Yeah. No Bruce more.
Bruce Morrow had concerts there.
Oh, is that right?
Cousin Brucey.
Cousin Brucey, yeah.
Yeah, I used to listen to him on WABC.
My wife and I had dates there.
Really?
Really. Wow. Shows you how long we've been together.
That's cool.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Well, thanks for listening to the show. Appreciate
it. Enjoy it.
Okay. Say hi to your wife.
Say hello.
I shall.
All right.
Take care. Good night.
Okay, so Charles,
thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. We didn't get to talk to you too much tonight, Charles. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
But remember one thing, folks, for those who are listening still here, this show is about hope and being positive, positive thoughts. Remember, that's very important, very important. When you're visually impaired and blind, and also those folks that are sighted, if you're down, you got to get yourself up. You got to think positive. You got to be hope. It's all about hope and positive. Remember that. And that's what this show is all about. That's what this show is meant to be. When somebody says to me, what's this show all about? What is your show all about? As far as I'm concerned, the show is all about to make our family and friends, the sighted folks, the blind folks, the visually impaired folks, have hope, laugh. I hope sometimes we make you funny and laugh and joke and kid around. And like someone said tonight, this show is not scripted. It's all from the heart. Love you. Love you listening. Thanks for having us in your living room or bedrooms. And if you're in the car, drive safe. Lynn, you want to say something before we go off the air?
No, just good night. And looking forward to talking to you next Sunday. And thank you, Charles. And thank you, Chris.
Yes, thank you, everyone. And remember, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Have a great night.
You too.
Sing up our act, and if you